concerns of our people, societies, and economies. Since the outbreak of the pandemic, millions have faced death, extreme poverty, undernourishment, and loss of income. These grim facts speak to the unprecedented human suffering and loss. They also point to further deepening of inequalities and impeding capacities of states to ensure realization of rights and well-being of people, especially the most vulnerable amongst them. Although the wider impact are visible across the globe, but the COVID has disproportionately constrained developing countries' capacity to withstand its effects. Their reduced fiscal space, growing debt burdens, and liquidity crunch have hindered their plans to alleviate poverty, provide decent work, health, and education, and to fulfill their development needs and achieve progress towards SDGs. Continued capital and financial flows through illicit means have robbed many developing countries the vital resources for national, economic, and social development. Vaccine inequity is the most visible manifestation of social and economic disparities of our times. It has laid bare the continued existence of systemic and structural flaws that nurture discrimination in the global public health and financial systems. Unfortunately, lack of access to and timely availability of vaccines continue to impose devastating human costs. Vaccine nationalism, stockpiling of vaccine doses beyond legitimate needs, and continued reluctance to approve temporary waivers of patents cannot be morally or ethically justified. These actions go against the core spirit of human values. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, COVID pandemic is one of the greatest challenges faced by humanity in the last one century. Recovering from COVID effects and building back better requires integrated development and human rights-based responses. To address multiple impacts of COVID pandemic and achieve our shared objective to ensure enjoyment of human rights, we echo global calls for one, mobilization of international liquidity, debt relief, and enhanced concessional finance. Two, greater investment in social protection regimes across the globe, especially supporting development states as it would enhance communities' resilience in meeting basic needs. Three, combating illicit financial flows from developing countries to safe havens by removing undue legal and procedural barriers in the recovery and return of stolen assets of developing countries, and by mandating the United Nations General Assembly to establish mediation mechanisms to overcome such obstacles. Four, ensuring universal, timely, and affordable access to vaccines as a public good. And finally, expediting progress towards early TRIPS waiver and removal of undue export restrictions, plug the gap between supply and demand, and to ramp up vaccine production with a view to ensure equity for all. I thank you, please.